Welcome to more Midrash. I'm Rabbi Jay Levine. This week's parasha is Vayeshev, and our Midrash is Bereishit Rabbah, chapter 88, Midrash number 7. It's focusing on the story of Joseph. Joseph has interpreted the dreams of his fellow prisoners, the cupbearer and the baker. And he said the baker would die, and he said that the cupbearer would be restored to his role. And when he was restored, Joseph asked him to tell the Pharaoh about this, you know, remarkable young man in prison who really deserved better. But here's the biblical text. Pharaoh restored the chief cupbearer to his cupbearing, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, but the chief baker he impaled, just as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. So here's the Midrash. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember. All day long he would set conditions, but an angel would come and reverse them. And he would tie knots, but an angel would come and untie them. The Holy One said to him, "You have forgotten him, but I have not forgotten him." Thus it is written, "Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, he forgot him." Dvar acher, a second opinion. God addressed Joseph, not the cupbearer, saying, "The chief cupbearer has forgotten you, but I will not forget you." Who would have expected that the elderly Abraham and Sarah would bear a child? Who would have expected that Jacob, who crossed the Jordan with his staff, would burst forth and become wealthy? Who would have expected that Joseph, who underwent all those tragedies, would become a ruler in Egypt? Who would have expected that Moses, after being tossed into a river, would come to be what he actually became? Who would have expected that Ruth, who converted, would go on to become the ancestress of the monarchy in Israel? Who would have expected that David would reign as king until the end of all generations? Who would have expected that Jehoiachin would be released from prison? Who would have expected that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would emerge from the fire? Who would have expected that the Holy One would rescue Israel during the days of Haman? Who would have expected those in exile to achieve fame and acclaim? Who would have expected that the fallen booth of David would be raised up once again, as it is said in the book of Amos, "On that day I will raise up the fallen booth of David"? Who would have expected that the entire world would band together as one, as it is said, "For then I will change the nations to speak a pure language, so that they will all proclaim the name of Adonai to worship God with united resolve," from the book of Zephaniah. So that's our Midrash. This two-part Midrash revolves around the central question of why the biblical text states first that the chief cupbearer didn't remember Joseph, then that he forgot Joseph. What does this redundancy teach us? The first answer from the Midrash is that although the cupbearer keeps trying to remember to tell Pharaoh about this remarkable dream interpreter, going so far as to set conditions that might trigger his memory, an angel keeps getting in the way, making him forget every day for 2 full years. That's why the text says he didn't remember, and that he kept forgetting. He was trying to remember, but an angel foiled his attempts. So he would remember, but then he'd be made to forget. This seems to be part of God's plan, waiting until Joseph has learned to trust in God and not in humans, and until Pharaoh has his dreams of feasting and famine. God says, "Humans may forget, but I do not." This first teaching emphasizes God's extraordinary attentiveness, even while all evidence points to abandonment. The second part of the Midrash similarly understands the doubled forgetfulness of the cupbearer as indicating that human memory is faulty, but divine memory is enduring. But then it launches into a lengthy list of unlikely episodes in Jewish history, each one as astonishing as Joseph's rise from prison to prime minister. The point of this teaching seems to be that because God does not forget, there is always hope for the unlikely to happen, the small but significant connection to be made that saves everything in the end. And perhaps the Midrash serves as a more enduring reminder than individual human memory of God's presence in history. The chain of surpassed expectations, somewhat reminiscent of the Exodus song Dayenu, contains a powerful ideological claim. The opening lines all point to biblical episodes, already canonized as sacred story. But then we get this line, "Who would have expected those in exile to achieve fame and acclaim?" This refers to the Midrashic author's own time, and perhaps to ours as well. In the midst of darkness, Jews still survive, and many even thrive. The rest of the Midrash continues to use the language describing past successes, but refers to unrealized expectations of the Messianic era, when all humanity will become one. In this way, the Midrash unfolds as a bold manifesto of memory and hope, a strong assertion that no matter what the world looks like right now, we are on the path to justice, peace, and harmony. This can be a hard teaching to grapple with if you aren't inclined to believe that God is paying attention and ready to help at the right moment. From a different perspective, then, this Midrash offers us a reminder that we never know what will make all the difference sometime in the future. Whether it's God, whether it's chance, or whether it's hard work, who we are and what we do, the relationships we build, and the words we speak just may surpass our expectations and turn into dreams come true. You never know what will be, so keep on doing your best, following your passion, and bringing kindness into every interaction. Above all, never give up, because that would be forgetting the awesome potential within. That's it for this week. Join me next week, as always, for more Midrash. I'm Rabbi Jay Levine, serving the wonderful community of Temple Isaiah in Lafayette, California. I want to thank the enthusiastic and insightful attendees of my Midrash class who sharpen my thinking and lift my spirits. If you want to share your thoughts on the content or format of this podcast, which is currently in beta testing mode, please send an email to rabbijlevine@gmail.com. And if you love it already and you'd like to add a 5-star review on iTunes, I'd be very grateful. Next week, there'll be more Midrash.